You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, May 17th, 9 a.m. Bob Creek Wayside, Central Oregon Coast. The morning is temperate and calm. The sea and clouded sky share a gunmetal patina that merges into a hazily indistinct horizon. Thick, ropey channels of eroded basalt flow from the base of the coastal mountains into the retreating ocean. Where exposed, the ancient, hardened lava retains its red and black brimstone color. As the rocks descend toward the ocean, colonies of acorn barnacles claim space on the brittle surface. Their density increases until assertive colonies of mussels intrude, demanding a moist portion of the stone for themselves. Trapped pools of water, some as large and deep as swimming pools, are stranded throughout the rocky terrain. I've arrived at the ebbing climax of a low, low tide. The ocean's brief withdrawal has exposed rocks and intertidal life that are seldom left unsubmerged. As the moon passes overhead, gravity draws the bulging liquid ocean toward it, creating two predictable cycles of high and low tides each day. When the sun is in alignment with the moon and the earth, the bulge becomes exaggerated, creating a rare opportunity to encounter a world of plants and animals that are normally hidden beneath the crashing surf. We land-dwelling humans are used to seeing vertebrates, mammals and birds, a few reptiles, amphibians, and sometimes a fish. We have frequent contact with insects and other land-dwelling arthropods, as well as a few mollusks. But this is the only place that we casually come into contact with a host of creatures that most people would barely recognize as animals. Many of the same life forms that flourished in this harsh environment in the Cambrian era, 500 million years ago, are still here today. Relatives of every major group of invertebrates on the planet can be found in a single tide pool. Space is at a premium. Nothing is uncontested. Precise and perfect adaptation to the fierce press of elements has been an indispensable ingredient for survival for hundreds of millions of years. Every depression in the basalt shelf has formed a small aquarium of remarkable clarity. Plant and animal life is abundant and oftentimes so brilliantly camouflaged that it is difficult to distinguish one creature from another. Pink segmented plates of coral and algae coat the side of a pool. Sea stars pull open and eat mussels in slow motion. Hermit crabs on the hunt for abandoned shells skitter furtively across the sunlit portions of the pool. Limpets graze on velvet fields of microscopic algae while a nudibranch feeds on a mat of bright orange encrusting sponge. Hydroids passively mine the seawater for food with minute tentacles while barnacles sweep nutritious bits into their shell-like bodies with feathery appendages. A spotted tide pool sculpin glides across the bottom of the pool on wing-like pectoral fins before settling motionless into cryptic invisibility. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.